We had a mission group come to our church for a week. From Wednesday to Sunday. And there was different denominations in this group as a witnessing group. And we just had the most wonderful weekend in our church I think we have ever had.
That's fine. Was it a young people's group?
Or it was both. Young people. There was 40 in all. And most of them were young people.
And where were they from?
Different parts. They were from Birmingham, Tennessee, Georgia, and Mississippi. And different denomination. We had one Catholic.
Well, my goodness.
Yes. And she got up and witnessed. Every one of them did.
Well, that's wonderful.
It sure was wonderful. It really gave us a lift.
You know, we had a couple of summers ago, my wife and I went out to Oklahoma with the, we're in the Methodist Church over in Florence, and I teach the high school kids in the Sunday school. And they wanted to do something to help somebody, so we found this little Indian church out in Oklahoma that didn't have any money. They said that the preacher wrote me and said that their average Sunday collection, when they passed the plate through the whole church, was $2.
Oh,
and the church needed painting and everything like that, and they didn't have any money. And so I took about 20 kids out there, and we stayed 2 weeks, and they had the best time, and they painted the church and fixed it all up inside, and it really was a
The youth seemed to be so anxious now to help somebody in need. That's Tim, he said. Somebody said, well, are there any money in it? He said, no. Said, I'm not going for the money. Said, I want to go where I can help.
These young people said that nowadays it seems like when anybody gets in trouble, said, you know, everybody wants to give them money, but nobody wants to really do anything to work.
Not get involved themselves. That's the trouble with everywhere, I think.
And so they went out there and really worked. I mean, they just had to, we put in a driveway and for the church, and the boys mostly did the digging and put in the driveway, and then the girls painted the inside of the sanctuary and fixed it all up, and it was there.
Tim was hoping he'd get to go to a foreign country, you know, where they are really poor and need help. That's what he wanted to do. But of course he had to go where they had a place for him.
Well,
they just carry so many, you know, the churches.
Let me give you a little church history right here. Well, we Methodists, if you don't mind.
All right.
Coldwater Methodist Church,
mm-hmm.
which was a long time ago. And we used to have a pastor, called him Circuit Rider. Lived at Munford. He had four churches. He preached, one preached for us one Sunday. And no, he didn't drive a horse. And he had a parsonage where he lived, and had a garden. Back then they had a garden, had a hog, had a cow, they had a chicken. And when a preacher family had to be working, because it wasn't getting no money. You know what? We paid that preacher. Now this sounds ridiculous. $60 for 1 year, son.
That's just $5 a month.
$5 a month. $60 for 1 year. We
he had to eat with them to live, I guess.
Methodist preacher right here, the record to show you that right now then. I'll preach it down there to get them about $5,000 and $6,000.
Sure.
And in the same church, it's been built on two. It's a big church now. Well, now that's been 60 some odd years ago.
Well, I mean, he farmed and everything, and then preached on Sundays too.
Yes.
And he had to support his own farm and everything.
And when he came to see us, drive out to see us when he coming up to preach. Came up and had dinner with us one day. We tied him up. You heard of, you know, well, here we used to pull fodder off our corn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he had his horse. He couldn't raise plenty of feed and all what had to do. So we had the money to give him. My mother caught him a couple of chickens. We gave him a peck of meal. Anyway, they took his plow line. You heard the plow line,
weren't you? Oh, yeah.
Took a plow line and tied about 25 on the fodder, put the little engine here and put it back here. Tied that fodder and tied it down to his back seat, and he went home with 25. That's what we give the preacher for our tithing when he comes to see.
You spoke of going to the Methodist Church in Florence. Which one?
First Methodist in Florence.
Well,